This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we've been reporting, part of San Francisco's Central Subway will be closed temporarily while officials try to fix an underground leak. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, if you talk about troubled projects in California, this is right up there.
Oh, man, if you Googled Civic Boondoggle, Transit Boondoggle, the Central Subway would pop right up. It was conceived back after the Loma Prieta earthquake in 1989 by a Chinatown activist and heavyweight, Rose Pack, who was said that if the city was going to tear down the Embarcadero Freeway, which it did, which was a main artery into Chinatown, they needed to replace it with something, and that something was called the Central Subway. It runs 7 miles. It goes from Chinatown south to Market. It was originally conceived at a price of $530 million. It wound up costing $1.5 billion, three times the initial amount. Took years extra to do it. And it's going to cost about $15 million a year to operate, and it's already closing down for repairs.
Amazing. Is this just the city doing what the city does in terms of big projects?
I'm gonna remember that line. It's just the city doing what the city does. Absolutely. The politicians from Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Willie Brown, Gavin Newsom, you name it, they all got behind it, and they kept pushing, even as the costs went up. And the practicality question of it went up. But they decided that they were going to do it. It became a jobs program. It became a renewal program. It wound up tearing up Stockton Street around Union Square and killing just about all the businesses along that street because they were torn up. It was the beginning of the big downturn for Union Square. The station itself, one of the stations itself, is in Chinatown. And to get to the train where these leaks are happening, you have to go down about 7 stories, Eric. I mean, it's like going down a Disney ride. It just keeps going down, down, down. And then you get there and you sit down in this 2-car subway and you find out that it only runs about every 20 minutes. So it takes longer to get down and get on it than it does probably to walk wherever it's going. The idea was that it was going to replace the bus routes on the surface and relieve congestion, but those bus routes are still doing their business and still going at the same place, still filled up with people, and they're going to actually be the means of getting around while the leaks are being fixed. This whole thing has gone on for years and years. It's turned into a big embarrassment. People really don't know what to do about it. And I remember when they decided to name the station in Chinatown the Rose Pack Station after the political force that got it built. And I asked the supervisor there, Aaron Peskin, why did he decide to name it after Rose Pack? That was a pretty big honor, a big statement. And he looked at me, he said, Phil, I've been putting Rose Pack's name up there because I want to be able to blame, to let him know who's to blame for this whole thing. And it's her. And it was amazing. You are. It is. And now it's leaking. And we'll see if they can fix the leak or see what happens next.
And they don't really advertise it. So I imagine a lot of people don't know it's finished.
Yes, you know, a lot of people, they don't advertise it. It was open quietly. It's not advertised. It's not practical. You know, this is one of those subway lines. I mean, and we see this in San Francisco Transit. We saw it the same with the Transbay Terminal. It doesn't directly connect with BART or with Muni. I mean, you got to get out of it. You got to walk down corridors to get to it. There's no direct link up. It goes from Chinatown down to by the ballpark. And it's like an idea that just kept growing and going and going, and it's not just leaking money. I think it's just like flooding money now.
All right, Phil. Thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50.